I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy.
Hey, happy holidays and welcome back. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We've got Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery in the studio with us. And so it's always good to christen the holidays with some good Michigan wine.
It always gets jiggy when Brian comes
in. Yes, it does. And Brian's been a long time. Brian and Fenn Valley have been a long time sponsor of the show. And we've got another one on the live line here right now. It's Matt Howell from Allen Bob Sports. Matt, hey, welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning.
Hey, it's good to have you. This is a bittersweet call for us. You and your company, Allen Bob Sports, have been a part of the Grillin' Guys probably since the Grillin' Guys started. And that's been about 13, 14 years now. And we're just having this call to tell us a little bit about what's going on at the store.
Well, I am. We purchased Allen Bob's about 5-6 years ago when the previous owner was struck with cancer,
right?
And he passed away shortly after, and it was our thinking that because we had Millbrook Tack, which sells mostly equestrian and western wear to horse people who just happen to generally live out in the country, a lot of those people are also or have in their families avid hunters and fishermen.
Absolutely.
So the thinking was that, and we had quite a bit of, we had a large building, and we decided, rather than spread out, we would add a couple of departments, which would have been the hunting, archery, and firearms, and then a fishing department.
Absolutely.
Which I have to confess, I'm not a real big horse person, and my passion is more hunting and fishing and that kind of thing. So I was obviously all over that. So the thinking was that because of the overlap, we would be able to have something for Dad to do while Mom was looking at horse tack. So
and clothing, you got a big clothing selection there for the ladies.
Correct.
And
correct.
Men too. Yeah,
and a lot of these people, that type of person, they like the cowboy boots and the jeans and the outdoor wear. So, we kind of thought it would go together fairly well.
Yeah, so, awesome.
Anyway, that's so we did that for a number of years, and I've been, I am currently just ready to fall into the 65 range, so. And I've been looking at it. Those kind of businesses, I got to confess, the firearms business is a very, very tough business. Not a extremely profitable one. It's a pretty much a break even type of an operation in general, unless you're somebody that has a huge amount of accessories, and we just didn't have the room to take it that direction. So. So it was pretty much what it's going to be, and then turning 65 and looking at it, and it was kind of our thought that we would take the my sister is still involved in the business, and as I fade out of it, I don't like to say fade away. I guess that's
yeah. We haven't done that yet. We're talking to you, so that's a good thing.
So anyway, as I go do my things that I've been wanting to do all my life. Her interest is not in that kind of thing, so we decided that it made the most sense to phase out the gun hunting and archery departments. And so that was done. Started that about 2 weeks ago, or no? No, I'm sorry, about 2 months ago, and that closed out fairly quickly. And now we have the fishing department. That the thinking there is here again. That's my thing, not her thing. So we just kind of decided that would go. We would do that as well.
Hey Matt, now, this is Bob. I haven't talked to you in a couple of years. I think since I did barbecue at your store. But thanks for coming on, and We are very sad that that this part of your business is going away. We understand, though, totally, because there are people that don't want anybody buying guns. They're putting pressure on guns and ammo and all that stuff, and it's it'll come back. But also, the big thing is hunting in Michigan is on the decline. Unfortunately, those numbers just drop every year because us baby boomers aren't doing a good enough job teaching our kids how to hunt or inspiring them.
Exactly. There's no question, and that was part of my. That was exactly what we discussed as we were coming to this conclusion. You know, it's sport shooting is still fairly popular, but that's a different kind of a thing.
Right.
I'd
say that's almost that to me. Looking at social media, that looks like it's kind of growing more with these sportsmen's
correct.
Clubs. I see a lot of
correct.
Kids in shooting
absolutely.
Shootouts and stuff. But so you're going to have all your fishing stuff on sale. I got to tell you, for all you listening, if you need any fishing gear, this is the store that has always had like a wonderful, authentic selection of fishing gear. So if you want to stock up for that salmon run in the spring, for ice fishing this winter, get down there. When does the sale start?
Well, we've been running the sale for a few weeks now. We've been kind of going gradually because, you know, everyone's hoping for ice, and we also have the other store open, so it wasn't a question of being in a big hurry to shut down the entire building.
Right.
But that's it's been going on, but this week, starting this weekend, we're going to be 30% off on all the ice fishing stuff. We're 30% off all the just about everything in the entire fishing department, and then there's a few things that we are marking down even further.
If you don't have ice fishing gear, this is a fantastic time to just do traditional fishing, because if you look at like Gun Lake, if you want to catch like some of the tastiest perch you'll ever eat in your life, right now in this cold water in Gun Lake, Randy, have you ever had a November
and
or crappie. December?
Yeah,
oh my
crappie,
gosh, they're just unreal.
Yep, they're good.
So get down to Allen Bob's and get some of that equipment, because I know I'm going to. You always need more lures. You need jigs, you need bobbers, you need all this stuff. But Matt Howell, Millbrook Tack, Allen Bob's, we appreciate your partnership with us. We hate to see you go away, but we definitely want to support you in this process. And shame on you for wanting to retire. You're only 64, for crying out loud. Don't be a cool.
Oh, come on. Give me a month or two. Give me a month.
Right. Be better. Be better, Matt.
Right. But Matt, sincerely, the grilling guys couldn't have done it without Allen Bob's. We're so sad to see you go, but we wish you the best, because you've run a class operation there since we've been involved and since you took it over.
Well, and as long as we're walking down memory lane, let me say that Tom Cook, who bought Allen Bob's from Al and Bob.
Right.
Tom Cook was just a fine man, and cheers to him. He was a good soul to know, and we miss him dearly.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Matt. Well, brother, we're going to see you soon.
Thank you very much.
We hope to clean out those shelves of yours and help you out.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take
okay,
care.
Okay, sir. Yeah.
Bye now.
Yeah.
All right, Matt Howell, Allen Bob Sports. They're at 68th and 131, right behind the Marathon Station. It's a big Millbrook Tack building.
Yeah.
Get down there and check it out, because there's some great deals, and they've always carried top quality stuff. Coming up next, we're going to get back to the Vineyard. Stick with us. We'll be back.